It is Sunday Best. I am Neil Atkinson, and with me I've got Andy Bell, Kathy Long, and Neil Docking. And ultimately what I want to do is live vicariously through them. Yesterday, I was unable to attend the first game back at Anfield due to testing positive with COVID a few days ago. Hopefully, we're on the march towards being on the mend, Andy Bell. But the three of you were all there, Andy. How was the first game back? Tell me what I missed.
Yeah, really, really fun. Really enjoyed it. I travelled back over yesterday. I was supposed to be at home for most of the summer, but couldn't really pass up the opportunity. And yeah, my entry time was 11:15, so I got in there. Wasn't with anyone at the time, so just kind of got into the ground, sat, watched the warm-ups, etc. It was just really fun to see everyone come in and see people that I haven't seen in 18 months. In my head, like, everyone around you, because of, you know, growing up in an era where social media's been everywhere, you just keep in contact with everyone, and at the very least, you'll see people on your Twitter feed, on your Facebook feed. But there are people there who literally just haven't seen anyone in that time. And I was just enjoying watching everyone coming in, shaking their hands, and then sort of looking up at me, and them all thinking, "Who's this dickhead?" But yeah, it was really fun. And then obviously the game gets off to a pretty good start. We score in the first 20 minutes, and the atmosphere I was in the Kop was really good and really positive throughout. Helped in part by Nick Pope's ridiculous time wasting strategies at 1-0, and also 5 minutes in, kind of got our backs up a little bit, and also the persistent fouling of the Burnley player as a target of Harvey Elliott. I think it just kind of created that siege mentality within us, and that ultimately helped us get over the line.
I want to come back to the time wasting and the fouling, Neil. I'll do that in a minute with you, but first, just the feeling of getting to be back into the ground. I think it may have been a little bit odder for people than was anticipated. I don't like necessarily how BT mic it up, but it felt to me like there was a lot of noise at the start of the match, and then there was just a strange sort of quiet.